Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
It's very tired and groggy Johnny B, but I'm happy to
That's
be
all right.
at work.
You had a good time last night.
Yeah, it was fun. It's always good to be able to go see a concert where you like the artist, and I got to go with one of my best friends, so it was
Well, you'll have really to bump sweet. Back in with, you know, some whiskey,
I'm bumped back in with some Whiskey Myers.
I like that song, man.
Yeah, I'll play a few of his songs.
You kind of got to like a guy's name's Whiskey Myers. It's got a ring to it.
Ring in action.
Let's do it. All right, let's head down Port O'Connor way now. Let's talk to our good buddy down there, Captain Lynn Smith. Check his pulse this morning. Hey, Lynn, what's going on, bud?
Oh, not much, man. Not much. We're just kind of trying to wind up this deer hunting for the year.
Yeah, man. You still dealing with that? Y'all still MLDing?
Yep, we're MLDing, and we got one more group of hunters, and that's going to be it. And filling feeders, and we're going to put out one more batch of protein, and because the deer are shedding their horns, and they're shaking their horns off.
Boy, it happens quick, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And so they're starting to shed their horns, and we got to get that protein in them. So we're doing that. And anyway, it was kind of funny. One of the guys was going to shoot this one buck, and the buck jumped out of the feed pen. And when his feet hit the ground, his horns fell off. And the guy said, "Don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. You got the horns." There he is. So anyway.
Good.
Yeah. There they are. But anyway, they need the protein right now. This is when they start to need it. So they start to develop their horns. So we're gonna be filling some feeders this next week, and get them all pumped up and get that horn growth started. And then we're back on the water, man. Get after it. I came back to town and pay some bills and wash some clothes and get going here. But water looks good. Well, it's real good. And talk to some buddies. They're catching some pretty good fish.
Really?
So, yeah. Pretty good fish. Trout and reds, actually. So that's sounds good. You catch them over some shale and mud.
Right.
And
right where they're supposed to be.
They weren't. Yeah, exactly. So they weren't even wading. They were drifting. And catching them on floating carcass. So that was a good deal. They said the trout were even jumping out of the water going after them. Jumping out of the water, coming down on top of them. So that was a good sign, man.
Gotta love that.
I love it when that happens.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about that this week. We were discussing different baits and everything. I was doing it with James Blog and Cliff Webb and stuff, and how these, you know, how trout would rather hit a bait just below the surface, you know, which they can eat it easier than on the surface. But man, when they're amped up and aggressive like that, you can't get a topwater away from them. When they want it that bad, they're going to get it, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I mean, you can even catch a flounder on topwater. You know?
Oh, yeah. We've all done that, too. People don't believe you when you tell them that.
That's right. That's right. And we've all done it, I guarantee you. And people don't believe it.
Well, maybe not in 9 or 10 feet of water like you can trout and reds, but in waist-deep water or less, you can. That's a fact.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I tell you what, I've noticed too. I guess you have too, probably. But I've caught flounder more when it's raining in that shallow water. I don't know what it is, But when it's raining, you get a good driving rainstorm. And that's for some reason, flounder are more active when that's happening.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is. Have you seen that?
Yes,
have you
I
noticed
have.
That?
Yes, I have. And I've heard
that's
it from
weird.
A lot of flounder enthusiasts, you know, guys that really fish hard for them. And weather, you know, the weather just doesn't affect the flounder, you know, mm-hmm. like it does other fish, you know, with a real heavy falling barometer or either a rise or a high one. Because there's mm-hmm. swim bladder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's all I can figure.
But I've been wading shorelines, and you know, all of a sudden a little rain shower come through and start just pouring down rain, mm-hmm. and I'd be wading the shoreline, throwing topwaters, and flounder, same deal. Flounder just slam a topwater, you know, while it's pouring down rain.
Oh,
I mean, incredible. Yeah, I've had it happen. Unbelievable. But anyway, man, I guess we're kind of starting to get ready for the fishing show. That's coming up pretty quick.
4th of March. It's right around the corner.
That's right.
Three weeks away.
Gosh almighty, man, it'll be here before we know it.
I know it.
Yeah, it'll happen. But I hope it'll be a good one. It probably will.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm dreading it too, you know, just because of the hours. Doing the show, man. That's Werewolf City right there.
I always enjoy it, though. It's like a big family reunion, you know. Once a year, all the guys kind of get together, get to see each other, and compare notes, you know.
Compare notes, pull pranks, lie to each mm-hmm. other. Oh, lie so, like crazy.
Oh,
first,
gosh, yeah.
First liar don't have a chance.
Isn't that the truth? Well, we've been doing this fishing a long time, man. You know,
we really have. If you think about it, it's time is, you know, it's really flown by. But then you mm-hmm. then you look at all of it and go back in time, and you know, it's been good. It's been a good good life.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Met a lot of interesting, nice people.
You know, yes, it is.
Our class of people that we fish with and hang with every on a day-to-day basis, you just couldn't ask for, you know, better relationship with people, you know, fishing.
Oh,
hunting,
absolutely.
That's just, it's good stuff.
Absolutely. Last night, I had a phone call from one of my old clients. I mean, one of my very first customers. And I hadn't seen him in years, and he was in town, and we went out and had dinner together.
Awesome.
And it was great, you know. I'll never forget this because he called me when I was just starting the guide, and he asked me, he said, are you on any good trout? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I am. He said, well, I haven't caught a keeper trout in Port O'Connor in a month, man. He said, I want to book you. And I said, okay. So he booked me, and I took him over in San Antonio Bay, he and a friend, and we got on this one little small reef, and I eased in there, and we got out, and I said, don't you keep any of these little 16, 17-inch fish? I said, there's some 20, 21s and some good solid trout here. And he said, really? I said, oh, yeah. So we were waiting on this reef, and this reef wasn't but about 100 yards long. You know,
right.
It wasn't very big. We started sticking these really good solid trout. I looked over at him, and he was releasing about an 18 or 19 inch trout. And I looked over at him, and he had this little sheepish looking grin on his face. And he looked at me and he said, you don't know how long it's been since I released a keeper fish. And we've been real good friends ever since. You know, he's been a real good customer for years and years. I mean, I've been guiding for, 25 years. He's been a real great customer, you know. So anyway, he's been good. But anyway, it was a good reunion last night.
Well, if I can make it till October this year, I'll get my 40-year pin finally.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, oh,
it just
super.
Doesn't seem that long.
No, time flies when you're having fun, you know.
It just definitely
where does
it go?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Well, you see a lot of these guys, these young guys coming in, see them come and go. But most of them last about 3 years, and they probably
wised up and saw the inevitable. And me, I was too stupid to wise up. I was in so deep I couldn't get out of it.
Yep, that's right. That's
scared
right
to get out of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And heck, I was in engineering, and I just said, man, I see the light, man. I got to get out of this. I got to get back in. I got to get into fishing. this is my destiny.
Stress kills, and if you're working at something, you're not enjoying it, and it's really affecting your life and your attitude and mental state. Mm-hmm. Hey, do what you like for a living. You'll live
longer. Correct. That's correct.
And fishing relieves stress. Unless you're fishing big-time tournaments in the pressure zone, then that's stress, especially on a final day. That'll just it'll eat you up if you let it.
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, I don't fish tournaments, but I fish people, you know, that pre-fish tournaments with people, you know, customers. And
yeah.
It was funny, I took a couple of guys. They were going to pre-fish for Poco one year, and it was funny. I took them out. It was before daylight, and just barely breaking day. I took them to this one spot, and I told them, I said, man, I took these two guys, and I said, man, there's some big trout here. I mean, they're here. And this one guy said, well, man, we just want to test it. And I said, oh, yeah, let's just test this spot and get out of here. So we got out of the boat. We weighed 30 yards throwing top waters, and one of them caught a 29.
Oh.
And he said, I just want to get a picture of her. We turned around. We went back to the boat, took a picture, had to use a flash, and it was still just barely breaking day. And we let her go, and we got out of there. And we fished all day, you know, and this guy said, well, where do you think we ought to go? I said, what do you think? I'd go right back to that spot, and I wouldn't leave it. You know, those big trout are there, and they're going to be there.
Yeah, and you only need so many bites in a tournament. You might as well sit on a place like that. You know there's some big ones swimming around, and just weed through them, man, get your fish.
Exactly, exactly. I said,
they're
going to
turn on. Don't burn up all your time running all over the place, you know.
Exactly. I said, they're going to turn on sooner or later. And so they went back there, and Poco was 2 days. So they went back there. They fished that one spot both days, never left it. And they said boats came and went, you know. And people come in there, and they jump out, and they fish for about 30 minutes, and they leave, you know. And they just stayed there. And one of them caught the big trout for Poco right there.
Awesome.
But they just fished it, you know. I said, hey, don't leave, man. I mean, those fish are there. And they hammered them. But you got to stick with them. Those little big trout are in there. But I'll tell you what, this buddy of mine last night was telling me, you know, he was fishing the shoreline. They were fly fishing it. And they got on a bunch of reds tailing last weekend.
Oh, cool.
And I said, that same shoreline, I was fishing it with a friend of mine one day, and he was up real tight. The redfish were up tight right on the edge of the grass. And I was out about 10 yards, and I had big trout swimming by me, and I couldn't get them to eat. I mean, I was throwing everything in my box at them, you know.
That's
and
so
I was just, it's frustrating, you know. And I was going through every kind of bait I had, you know. And I was just standing in one spot, and they were coming by me. I was standing on a little bar, and they were easing through there in those guts. And he kept hollering at me, trying to be quiet. And he'd say, get over here, get over here. And I was whispering, you know, I put my hand up to my mouth. I'd be quiet, shut up.
Yeah, and no joke.
He didn't realize I had these big trout coming right by me. And finally, I got so frustrated, I just walked off and left those trout. And I walked over to him. I said, man, I got huge trout swimming right by me right here, and I can't get them to eat. And he said, look over here. And he had big pods of redfish just tailing, you know. And, oh, God. And so we started catching redfish, but I gave up on the trout. But
well,
I'd rather catch one big trout than a whole pot of reds.
Me and you both, my friend. Well,
oh,
Lynn,
man.
I got to run, buddy. I'm out of time, but you have a good Sunday, and good luck with getting your hunting finished up. If somebody wants to get with you and hook up with you, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Yes, sir, man. They can give me a 361-935-6833.
Lynn, have a great Sunday. Good talking to you.
You too, Mickey. We'll see you at that fishing show.
All right. I'll see you there, my friend. All right. Take care.
All right, man.
All right. Bye. That's Captain Lynn Smith.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Grew up on a prison farm, huh? Well, I hadn't done that one yet. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Let's go down south now to G-Town. A little foggy this morning down that way. Let's see what's up with the man, Captain Plog. Little Rat, what's up?
Oh, Big Daddy, what's happening, man?
Oh, man, Big Rat's just sitting back. A little dry dock this morning, but it's all good.
Yeah, it is foggy.
We got burned them up yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, Mickey, we caught them. Man, it wasn't good. Wasn't no problem. Just fish, but it was good fishing. I looked at a whole bunch of stuff, and we still got some fish deep, and we still got some fish shallow. I didn't catch anything under about 3 foot. But, you know, that'll change today.
Didn't one of you guys have a good one yesterday?
Nah, we didn't catch nothing no good.
I saw somebody on one of your Facebook threads holding up a nice fish. I guess that was from the other day. I don't know.
No, that's your typical look at me. We're getting them. That's like 5 years old deal.
Oh, okay. That was a blast from the past.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's how you got to roll, man.
Memory lane on Facebook.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
I get those pop up all the time. I don't even repost them.
Actually, that was Brian Kiefer. We did that particular day. It was nasty. The water was 51 degrees. And I said, man, what are we doing? And we actually did. We smoked them that day. But, yeah, Mickey, we pecked around. We caught some fish deep. Caught a couple on Marlers. Caught a couple on Lilies. And then we just went out there jacking around. And once we hit them, it didn't take very long. Yeah. We just left. But it never was real nice yesterday. Eased kind of hard. You know,
it was.
Not crazy. But, man, the water came back, dude. You got some water for y'all down here. Next 2 days.
Yeah, that
is. When I say came back, I mean back. Come back like 2.5 foot.
Yeah. I saw
you
that.
You was drifting faster to the southwest than you was to the west.
Mm-hmm.
Way the current was running. But I don't know about no drifting this morning. This looks like it's dead slick.
Boy.
I mean, there ain't a ripple in my canal.
No, it's calm everywhere. There's a little more wind to the east of us, but it's not much. But from here down Matagorda way, it's calm and dense fog advisories.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, the tide's low now. The tide dumped out, same old deal. But that east wind, it pushed it in yesterday. I think the highest I had was, man, I think I saw 56 right when I came in.
Right.
Hey, about noontime, I'd have shot a rifle down the middle of the bay and I wouldn't have killed nobody. I don't even think I'd have hit a bird. Unbelievable.
Sound like the Miles at the Boat Show this year. Roll a bowling ball down there and never knock anybody down, buddy.
Hey, it looked just like that. Same. Then there were a little flurry, but nobody. I think everybody was Mardi Gras yesterday. That's what my crew was doing. They was all at Mardi Gras.
Boy, it's the time of year we used to get them down your way, too, man, at Mardi Gras going on. We'd look up at that bridge and see all that traffic backed up and said, look at them idiots.
Ain't that the truth?
Our coolers are full of fish.
Go get us some old crawdheads.
That's
remember
it,
playing,
man.
Y'all used to like to go to Benno's. Remember we'd go to Benno's, get them crawdheads.
I used to love going to Benno's. I remember when he worked at Gatto's for all those years.
Yeah, well, y'all hung out at Gatto's a bunch, you and Pete and all y'all.
Oh, yeah. Pete was a Gatto rat, man. He was, you know, that was his hangout. Still is. He'll make him a couple of trips down there a year.
He don't go as much, but he still likes to trek on down there a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Pete'll skedaddle on down there every once in a while and enjoy his he loves the lump crab meat.
Yeah, my grandmother, that's what, you know, because she had I know y'all used to, but she was a member of the Pelican Club for 100 years, so we'd go back there. She loved that lump crab meat. Then you get that little, for dessert, they had that real peppermint ice cream that had peppermints in it.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
That was good.
Remember when old Crawford took us that time, all the gads that he fished and we were friends with and all that, and he took us all to the Pelican Club that night? That was something
else.
Yeah,
that was big time.
That was. He put on the dog for us. That was big time.
I think I had my 18th birthday or my graduation party there.
Yeah?
I think I did. That's been so long ago, I don't even remember, but I think that's what it was.
Remember old Crawford run him two big Makos, Snooky 1 and Snooky 2.
Snooky 2. Hey, I watched him run aground right there in front of Starvation Cove.
I was with you. I was telling Bob Marty that story the other day. We were waiting that flat out there in front of Starvation there to the west of Confed.
And, he dug him a channel out of there, 100%.
We're spanking him. And I watched him come down through Anderson Ways and run in behind us, and you looked at me and said, he's not going to make it over there. The tide's too low, because we were way out in the bay waiting.
We're on that big flat out there.
Hey, he beats that big old Mako, and it just rolled over on his side, buddy. It leaned over like a beached whale.
Hey, he pounded on them motors. How would you like to know you were supposed to buy those motors?
No, I don't think so. I'm good.
No, they were terrible. Yeah,
he still couldn't outrun my Hydrosport with those. Remember, that was those V8 Evinrudes. He sent them off to Florida and had – you know, performance lower units put on them and beefed up his horsepower and all that, and I still outran him in East Bay one day. He was so mad.
Yeah, but I think the Hydrosport was, I don't know about a better boat, but I think the Hydrosport was a little bit lighter. That Hydrosport would run, that it'd peel your clothes
off. Mine was Kevlar. It was lighter than fiberglass and
that
stronger.
That was a good, for its time, that was a good boat.
Hey, speaking of Hydrosport, have you seen that new boat? It's the same company that owns Hydrosport. I think Earl Bentz is building it now. It's a 65-foot center console. It's the biggest center console.
Yeah, they're called an 8CB.
8CB,
and actually,
that's it.
You know who sells them, Mickey? Tommy and Jason, they're the reps for those boats.
Oh, really?
And if anybody wants to see one, I'm pretty sure at Texas Sport Fishing over there on South Shore, I'm pretty sure they got a 46 or a 52. They got one of them there.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that, though? That's a million-dollar boat. That's a million-dollar outboard boat.
Yeah, well, what about the 65? It's got to be a couple of mil, huh? With the it's got five of the those 627s on it? Or
yeah,
no,
those
527s.
Yeah, those are those seven engines. They're called seven.
Over 3,200 horsepower. Those seven engines.
I don't know, bro. I mean, you know, I often think about that, but to me personally, if I'm going to buy something like that, I'm going to buy me a diesel boat. I mean, I'm going to buy me some comfort, too.
Well, yeah.
You got that kind of money. You know?
But, hey, I was looking at this boat the way it's laid out. It's got a stateroom in it and everything. I mean, it's just like one of the big boats like Cameron and them fish on. And
yeah,
it's
wicked,
ain't it? It is totally wicked. And they were showing the speed of it. It flies, and it turns on a dime. I'm going, unbelievable.
You know, what made a game changer on the big center console, and I'm talking about for marlin fishing, because you need to be able to see. You can sit down there and drag around and get lucky, but, like, they started putting in towers on there on them hard tops.
Right.
And now you can see, and now it's, you know, that's a game changer. They'll Hey, there's a lot of, there was a big Freeman that won. He won the Orange Beach, Alabama tournament. Won like 800,000. So it'll catch him.
Yeah, it will.
it's got to be set up right. But man, I don't know. I can't keep one outboard running. How you keep five of them running?
I know those. That's big boy stuff there. Big
I'm
boy
telling
toys.
You, it is. You know, but you know, for the charter business, you do. You know. You just, I don't think it's feasible. You burn so much fuel.
Oh, heck no.
But yeah, it looks like them boys might as listen to your buddy there from Freeport. He may have a little wind, but man, I'm a 2-day winner guy. If I ain't got me a 2-day winner this time of year, I ain't going. Cause I know how it is. It's that 1-day winner. That's that southwest about 18 knots coming home in 4-footers. Exactly what that 1-day wind is.
You're spot on that one. Hey, hang on. Let me do a commercial break. I'll come right back at you, James.
Stick with me.
All right, buddy. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 534 in the Bayou City. With Glenn Campbell, Galveston. James knows all about that. All right, James, we're back, man.
What's up, buddy? Hey, well, I was going to call you yesterday when I got down. But, so I get in the truck yesterday morning, and I had 790 on. Because I can't listen to Clint Sterner no more. So I turned him off, and I had 790
on there.
Oh,
man, cut my guy Clint some slack, man.
Oh, Clint's wearing me out, man.
He's my buddy, Baytown boy. Golly.
I know, and he's not a bad guy. Just he wears me out. So I turned it on 790. I don't like them no better. I think it was Matt Thomas and that other guy that sounded like he got a sinus infection. I can't remember his name. But so Douglas is on there. And I ain't sure. Maybe the flounder dude from what's his name?
Maxwell?
Down there by Chocolate Pie. Huh? The flounder guy. Flounder rules my brain or whatever his name is.
Oh, Brian. What's his name? Yeah. Fish control my brain or something like that. Yeah.
So I think it's that dude. And they're talking about this flounder debate. And I'm listening to it. And then I had to leave. And I'm thinking, you know, I ain't real smart. But if there's all these big problems with everything, it's real simple. Just close it. Just shut it down.
Yeah.
If y'all don't think there's no flounders. You know, I'd have saw, you know, when you're nickel and diming to catch one or two or close. Just close it. If y'all don't think there's any flounder, just shut it down. But what's the first thing they did with trout and redfish, Mickey, you know, back in the day, they made it a game fish. You took it off commercially. And I ain't trying to bash somebody that's a flounder gigger. I don't care. It's like our livelihood. Our livelihood's going down the drain anyway, so it doesn't matter. But that's the first thing you should do to correct if there's a problem.
Yeah.
And this guy is saying the commercials don't really have an impact on it. Well, come on, dude.
Our fishery with trout and redfish back in the day, the commercial guys didn't have an impact with all them kill nets. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We all have an impact on it.
That was the first thing they did. And then the second thing they did, you know, when it froze, they put a limit on us. If resource is in trouble, that they say, the first thing you have to do is commercially stop it because it's so much more efficient than some guy like me and you going out there and catching three flounder.
Right.
That's just a little bit
I hear
of
you.
It.
I hear you. When we have these little crises like this, the first thing everybody does is point the finger at each other. Well,
sure it is.
We're all the problem. I mean, everybody's killing them. I mean, well, why would you blame one and not the other? I mean, everybody participates in the massacre of these fish. I mean, it's everybody's fault.
And I don't know what we're after on these fisheries. I think, and I ain't no biologist, bro. You know that. Didn't go to school. Don't know much of nothing. But we do look at it every day. I think some years there's really good years, whether it be trout fishing, or whatever.
It all cycles, man.
Yeah, in some years, Mickey, it ain't no good. You may have two or three years.
And it all goes back to the problem that they're stating is biomass. If you go 2 years without a good spawn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, then 2 years down the road, you're not going to have anything. Your numbers are going to be short. You know, we've seen then, that a million times, dude.
And then it rebuilt. Mother Nature, nobody can take care of stuff better, I think, than Mother Nature
is the protector of all.
And this guy is talking about, well, there's 30 million people live here and everybody's catching everything. Well, maybe. But I'm looking like yesterday. I mean, ain't nobody fishing. You know, and I tell you when the flounders do get hit. And I don't know why I even care. I even talk about this flounder deal. But it kind of coincides with everything we do. You know, when you can, when you put them in them channels and everybody's banging on them.
Well, everybody can catch them then. They're all stacked up. It's like catching fish in a barrel.
But then there's your limit, though, Mickey. There's where your limit. Okay, this is what's sustainable. Y'all can catch. Well, it's minimal. It's two fish. It's like going and catching
two stinking
two
fish.
Snapper. You know, two snapper. Hey, I got buddies in a commercial business. They'll stop on one spot, and they can knock them out for 15,000 pounds and go to the house.
Yeah.
So the recreation.
Me and you can only catch two.
We catch two, which, hey, it is what it is. That's cool. The flounder, hey, y'all get two. That's what you get, and that's what the limit is right there. So, I don't know. You know, if you shut everything down, there'll be millions of everything. Now, they won't need you to talk about it on the radio. They won't need me to take them. They won't need to buy no magazines. They won't need to get no lures. We ain't fishing. We got millions of them, but we're not going to fish for them.
Yeah.
So where do you go? What do you do?
That's right.
I was just thinking about that yesterday. I didn't listen to the whole deal because I had to go. So, I don't know. I think, you know, and they're saying all them flounders that we caught last year, they all spawned when it got cold.
You're talking about 2019. Forever.
Them flounders been going in and out of that Gulf since eons on warm years, cold years. Somebody's spawning somewhere because there's still flounders left.
That's right. They're still surviving.
You can't manipulate
like trout,
that.
Redfish, drum, sheephead, croaker, gaff top, hardheads. It's all a circle.
But hey,
if you want to stir up a hornet's nest and get in a hot topic conversation, just get that flounder topic going, buddy. And boy, I mean, people got blood in their eye over them flounder. That's why I don't even like to talk about them. It gets out of control, man.
They're mad about it. Hey, but think about this. Yeah, Mother Nature works. So we get flooded out. Everybody knows the story, blah, 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 blah. And then, supposedly, fish don't like the spawn or don't spawn in X amount of salinity. Right. We had a whole bay. The whole bay was a catfish pond. The year after that, maybe not this past year, but the year before that, I've never seen so many little trout, you hadn't either, ever in our life. Little bitty trouts. Now, where you come from? They say they don't spawn in no fresh water. Well, there they are. They came from somewhere. And there ain't just in one spot. They were throughout the whole bay when we started
everywhere.
Millions of little bitty trout. So tell me Mother Nature didn't take care of them. They came from somewhere in the fresh water. Don't you think?
The writing's on the wall. You saw it firsthand, all the babies. But, some of those fish were already, you know, a year old, a year and a half old fish that weren't keepers yet.
Right.
And But then there was a lot of those little 7-inchers you'd catch every once in a while. Well, hey, you know, he's not supposed to be here.
Where did he come from? Hey, that ain't much bigger than your hand. How old do you think a 15-and-a-half-inch trout is?
Man, you know, pros and cons and all that, 2.5, 3 years old.
I think for sure 2.5. That's what I mean. I just see what you. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Well, they grow growing fast. You know,
but
I
it's hard
catch
to
many
tell people within our bay system because some trout grow bigger in spots faster than others do too. You know.
Right.
But if I was a guessing man, I'd throw 2.5 on it for sure. Yeah. If not 3.
I guess it's how much bait's in the bay system, or you're right, you know. Some
it all correlates, but it is what it is. You know, we've got, you know, you get all these wise guys talking about, oh, man, you cannot hurt the population of fish with a rod and reel. Well, good then. Why don't we have limits?
Yeah, there's a limit for a reason. Some
catch them all. And they're seeing the impact of it because after 5 years of flooding and all these fish staged up in all these areas, and they just got fewer and fewer and fewer every year because they kept going back to the till. I mean, if you go back to one reef that's holding the majority of the fish in that particular end of the bay, and it's loaded with fish, and you put 40 boats on it every day, and everybody using live croakers or whatever they want to fish with on the bottom and getting their limit every day, well, hey, it doesn't take a wizard. Do the math. Get your old calculator out on your phone and start adding all this up. And in a year's time, how many fish were pulled out of there? And then you go back next year, and it's a dead area. There's nothing there.
No, you're 100% right.
We've seen that all over the bay system.
That was a huge impact.
Yes,
I mean,
it
it's like taking a lake, I guess, and I don't fish lakes, but like Toledo Bend, and you wipe out the whole lake, then fish are all in one little corner, and everybody's
well,
there.
Look at the pressure on bass these days, and if they hadn't have gone to the, you know, a lot of this catch and release stuff and the limits that they have, I mean, what kind of shape would that fishery be in? And I mean, they're already seeing it. You're not seeing as many lunkers caught anymore as you used to, those 13-plus-pound bass. Think about that.
Yeah, that shared lunker right now, you'd already have. I hadn't seen the results, but you would already have several in there right now.
Yeah.
But it's like yesterday, my guys didn't keep no fish. The other day, when you know, we don't have to keep them. We count them and let them go. It don't matter. If you want some, kill them. You don't, we'll let them go.
Well, we're out there for the sport and everything, and I don't have to feed my family with them. I mean, it's not a necessity.
We were talking about that.
Think about this. All right, if you wanted two flounder for supper, you live up my way, and you gas up your boat and your truck, and you pull all the way down to Galveston, put in, fish the Galveston Channel, buy your mud minnows or whatever you're fishing with and all that. All right, you've spent a good $150 on that trip right there.
100%.
You come home with 2-3 pound flounder. Do the math on that. Are you going because you had to have those two for supper tonight, or did you go for the enjoyment of the trip? Because if you did it for supper, you'd have been better off pulling into Boyd's and buying you 2 flounder and going back home and come out about $130 ahead of the game right there.
Ain't that the truth, man? No, you do it.
Nothing but the truth.
You do it because you want to feel the
fight.
You do it
because you love
it,
man.
You love it.
That's right.
That's a fact. Now, it's just like, you know, I don't have to kill a bone. You know, but you and I, and a select few of us going back years ago, we started throwing fish back a long time ago before there was all.
We've been doing it a long time.
Stuff.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. You know, we didn't toot our horn because that's just what we thought we wanted to do. Y'all do whatever you want. Kill them all or don't kill them. It don't matter, you know. But, you know, enough's enough and the limit's the limit. I don't, you know, the 5-fish deal. We'll see what happens. I don't know. That's everybody asking about rollover. What do you think about rollovers? Dude, I ain't been alive since it's been closed. I don't have an opinion. I don't know. Ask me in a year. We'll know.
Yeah.
We'll know then.
Well, and it's like these retarding these fish limits. I mean, you know, everybody's, you know, I heard a guy make a statement not too long ago that, oh, man, we're already getting a bunch of nice 20 and 22-inch fish. This limit's already working. Well, that is probably the most bonehead thing I've ever heard. Those fish were already here. It took them several years to grow that big. The limit didn't cause that. Those are fish that got through. It's going to take years down the road before we ever feel the fallout from this.
A cycle.
Don't grow
on
trees and grow that fast.
Right, 5 years. I guess
what?
Give
it 5 years, and then we'll talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Then we can have it. Then you have. Then we can have a good opinion.
That's exactly, you know, let a full cycle, let us go through a full cycle of fish and see what happens. Then we can talk about it. Now we're just speculating.
Yeah, that's like, you know, I don't know about no rollover. I ain't ever seen it since it's been like that, so I don't know.
It's closed. It's a done deal. It's over.
It's over with.
It's a shame. Rollover's closed, and that's just, hey, politics and money wins again.
Yeah. Now, granted, people can't go fish there. I understand that. But we don't know about the environmental impact. It may be the greatest thing ever. It may be the worst thing ever. But like I say, we don't know.
Yeah. Whose environmental study are you going to believe? Jerry Patterson's with the state of Texas? Are you going to believe Jim Blackburn's and all the people that did the real research on it and had real environmental assessments done without blocking off all the freshwater flows? See, that Florida survey that Patterson them did, they blocked off all freshwater influx into East Bay when they did their surveys so they'd have something good to sell. Hey, you can spin it any way you want to.
Right. There was a reason that whoever the higher-ups wanted to do it, whatever the reason was, and it got done.
Would you have one Galveston County commissioner vote in favor of keeping it open and all the rest of them voted against it, so... It was all about money, grants and everything from the state to the county and down the line. It's all about money, man.
So, Michael, I think the contract was to close it was, I don't think I know, was like $7.2 million.
Yeah. Who got the contract on that? Who did he know? Or, you know, here we go.
It was some dude in Santa Fe, some guy in Santa Fe, the company.
Yeah, so. But it's a done deal, and I hope when they get it all the way filled in and all pristine looking and everything, they can go down there and stand around and drink their champagne and wine and congratulate each other on what a great project this turned out to be, and now it's done, and we win again, and fishermen lose again.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, I've watched Major League Fishing.
Go get on a pier somewhere, or just go to Texas City Dyke, largest fishing pier in the world.
Now, you can smoke them on the dike. Dike's got all kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well.
That guy just caught two fish on a topwater a minute ago in a tournament.
Oh, two at once on one bait?
Yeah.
Hey, remember that day I took Willie Getson and Tom Dickerson? We went and waded North Point. We were throwing mirror lures, and we were catching two trout at a time on mirror lures.
That's when they're snapping, ain't it? That's when they're snapping.
It was going off. Now, they weren't big. They were keeper fish, you know, just decent fish. But two at a time, you'd hook one, and he'd have that mirror lure hanging out of his jaw, and another one come up, swim, and bite on it, and you'd reel two in every single. I mean, that happened 50 times to us that day. Now, that's standing in them right there.
That's on the wild of them. I think his each weighed like 1.8, 1.7, something like that.
Yeah. Sounds about like what I was catching that day with Willie and them.
I did it on a redfin a couple of times in the back of East Bay.
Yeah, that's a good
bait
to catch two on.
And I think one was good and one was small. But I had two of them. I guess he ate the head of them. That little old back end was flopping and another one piled on there.
I used to hate it when I'd get in redfish with a mirror lure on, and I'd have my favorite mirror lure on, one that works perfect. You know, that one you got that's just all ate up and
that gets
keep
bites,
replacing
man.
The hooks on it. Then two redfish will get on it, and they'll break it in half. And the other one will swim off of the back end of it.
Yeah, because there's fused together right there in the middle. It'll be a perfect break. You won't have nothing
be a
but
perfect
head.
Break, and all you got is that flash sticking out of there, you know, the gold or silver flash.
Ain't that the truth? Man, I got my Katie Roofing guys coming down. So
do you? You got a good crew today.
Yeah, I better go get ready to go.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, James. We'll just, we got to, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Texas Parks and Wildlife controls our fishery. and they set the limits, and we have to. That won't happen. I'll quit eating fish if that's the only fish left to eat on. I can tell you that.
Hey, they're nasty, ain't they? That whole operation.
They're pitiful. Hey, they grow them in sewage pits in China and then flay them up and ship them over here for us to eat.
That's a bad plan, man.
There's coronavirus waiting to happen right there.
Ain't that the truth?
All right, well, buddy. Brother, well, hey, good luck with your trip today, and tell him Katie boys hello, and y'all catch him up, man. Throw him out a number, James.
All right, buddy, 409-771-7306.
You got it, my friend.
Hey, I'll call you on the way down. What time you going to leave, about noon?
Yeah, I'm going to go home and do my thing, pack up and gear up and head on down.
All right, I'll call you
Call me. I'll be in the truck, man. I'll be on the road.
All right, bro. See you.
All right, dog.
Thanks.
Later. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in G-Town. And, man, it's already break time. But after the break, after the national anthem and everything, we're going to start off the next hour with Captain Mike Williams. That ought to be a good conversation. It always is. So, Mike, if you're listening, hang on. I'll get to you as soon as I can.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.